seat. And thank you very much for your warm welcome. It is just as an honour for me to be here with you. So let me pray for us as we open God's word together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Words are powerful things, aren't they? They can change a mood, an outlook, or even who leads a government. Words have power, words affect, words hurt. Especially in these days, in the age of social media, where words once spoken in private are now in the public square for everyone to see and judge. So many people, even this week, have lost their jobs or their reputation because of something they once said on social media. Words have power. So my question is, what words are we listening to? What voices command our attention in our world? What we listen to does affect our lifestyle. So I find that if I listen to some happy songs with some positive words, that's going to affect my outlook a little bit. But there was a vicious cycle when I was an angst-ridden 16-year-old teenager. I would listen to a lot of angry music, which would fuel quite an unpleasant member of company. Jesus' words are especially powerful because Jesus' words are God's words. And in our passage, his words, they're stark, aren't they? Some who hear will be given more, others will have less, and that less will be taken away. But what is Jesus talking about? Well, so far in Mark's Gospel, Jesus has demonstrated his power, his authority as the divine Son of God. He is fully God and fully man. And he has power over sickness, disease, sin, death, and words. God's words. God's divine self-revelation. Words are how God reveals himself, shows himself to us in the pages of the Bible. And so Jesus notes there are different ways to respond. From what we've just read, Jesus has just told a parable about different kinds of soil. And his point is this. Some will hear because they're good soil. Roots can settle and flourish. Some won't because competing voices get in the way. This parable, he explains, not to the crowd, but to his disciples. Why? Because Jesus' parables are not designed to make things easy. Some will hear and others will not. And that's what leads Jesus to say the words in our passage this morning. Have a look down again with me. Verses 24 and 25 of Mark 4. Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given. And from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Now, on first reading, does this seem cruel to you? Unduly harsh? How can you blame someone for not listening if they haven't heard properly? Well, earlier on in Mark 4, Jesus recalls the words that God spoke to Isaiah. These words were what Isaiah's message was going to be. The message was that people would hear, but not understand. Their ears are covered, their hearts are hard. And that's the state of us all, isn't it? All of us are born with our ears closed and our hearts hard to God. We are bound to our sin. And that's why we can't listen on our own. That's why Jesus' words are not harsh or cruel here. Because in our age of entitlement mentality, we must say this. None of us deserve to hear or understand God's word. None of us do. I don't. I've lived my whole life with my fingers firmly in my ears towards God. So I need God to tell me about himself and enable me to listen. And that is what he does in his word, the Bible. God has given me ears and the capacity to understand him. So alongside his divine self-revelation, he's given me responsibility to listen as one of his children saved through the blood of Christ alone. So pay attention to what you hear, because for some it will mean being given more and others less. Our calls to watch out, to pay attention to God's word, to not be complacent with what we have. Now, there were two young men who I used to meet up with to read the Bible with and pray together back when I was a parish assistant in Hartford. Both of these young men were keen. They listened well. They were baptized. They were confirmed. But neither of them would call themselves Christians now. They were the soil that Jesus describes in Mark 4, verses 17 to 18. Soil with no root, and so choked by the world. What Jesus describes in this passage has happened to them. Well, let me tell you about the four young people who made up our youth group in Winsford. Out of those four, one of them is still going as a Christian. The other three are not. No root. The loud cry of the world won over the cry of the word. So perhaps you're wondering at this point. It's my first ever sermon here, and so far, I've told you that my CV, in terms of numbers, does not look that good. In terms of numbers, more people have left the church under my ministry than those who've stayed. Thank you for your welcome. I think there is something for me to think about with those statistics. But I also think there's a warning for each one of us. Jesus is right. When he says, pay attention, lest you lose what you have, he isn't talking about everybody else except me or you. It's much easier to hear the call of culture rather than the call of the kingdom. So for the people in my youth group, it would have been the cultural cry of, be yourself. Do exactly what you want to do. Which ironically means conforming to a godless culture. And if you stick out, you get persecuted. Culture's cry of attention is not the cry of a drill sergeant, but it's a smooth whisper, an enticing call of, this is exactly what you want. It's all about you. It's so easy to listen to the wrong voice. So how can we pay attention to what we hear? Well, we know what it isn't. We can't just get by on the stories we've heard in Sunday school, or just assume that because we know all the words to Amazing Grace, we can't just assume that means we're all right. Paying attention is the lifelong call of the Christian. This isn't talking about whether one can lose one's salvation or not. Romans 8's made that pretty clear. This is about paying attention. And that is the lifelong call of every Christian. But how can we do that? How can we pay attention to the voice of God in his word in a world that puts their fingers in their ears? Well, I think two things. And the first one, we need to maintain regular listening to God's word for ourselves and in church. That is why it fills me with joy to see you this morning. Because church is how we keep one another going and one another listening as Christians. Have our heads and our hearts in God's word. Make sure that people like me are saying what's in it. If I'm not saying to you things that are in the Bible, I want you to tell me. Because then I'm failing at my job. Be reading the Bible for yourselves. And if reading is not your thing, can I recommend to you the audio Bible that's been recorded by David Suchet? It is really good. He came to Oak Hill and gave us a lesson on Bible reading. It's one of the most fantastic afternoons I've ever had, and I have the CDs at home if you'd like to borrow them. We need to have our ears soaked with God's truth from God's word. So that's one way we pay attention. And the second one is this. We need to regulate our listening to the world. What voice demands my ears more? What is my culture saying? What are my family and friends saying? What is my body saying? What is my suffering saying? There are all sorts of voices, aren't there, that are just jostling for our attention. And that's particularly true in a generation of social media and smartphones, because they call for your attention anytime anything happens. Now, what doesn't this mean? This does not mean only read the Bible, only listen to hymns, and only watch songs of praise. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go for it. What it means, I think, is training our ears so that it's God's truth that wins our ears and our hearts. So what that looks like for me, it means I need to learn to put my phone out of reach first thing in the morning so I can read the Bible in peace. For a friend of mine I know who struggles with not being married, she has chosen not to watch romantic comedies. Not because they're sinful, but because their voice chokes God's voice out in her life. There'll be different things for each one of us. So maybe that's something for us to think about and talk to one another about later on. How can we pay attention to God's word this week? And let's pray for God's help. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have spoken to us in your word in a way that is clear, in a way that is understandable, in our own language. Please help us not to get by. Help us to listen for your voice in your word in a world that does not want us to listen and does not want to listen to us. Help us find those ways to regulate our listening, to maintain time in your word so that we can train our ears and our hearts to listen to what you have to say. And so, Father, we pray that as Jesus said, as we listen, may you give us more and more understanding every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.